Now, what is the point of the example that infinity minus infinity minus infinity can give various results? Especially Prabhupada says in Isha Upanishad purport that infinity minus infinity is still infinity. Om Purnam Adah Purnam Idam. So what exactly is the point of saying that, how does infinity minus infinity give different results, and what is the point of that? Answer, yes, you know, in different contexts, different examples are given, or different points are analyzed in different ways for conveying different different lessons. So when Srila Prabhupada used the example of Om Purnam Adah Purnam Idam, he says infinity minus infinity still remain infinity. There he is talking about God's infinitude, and there the absolute truth's infinitude. He says no matter how many units emanate from the absolute truth, still they remain infinite. Still absolute truth remains infinite. He remains complete. Now I was talking that how being finite, we find it difficult to understand the infinite. And this principle that the finite finds it difficult to understand the infinite, I illustrated with the example of mathematics. So even in mathematics, when we come to the subject of infinite, things become complicated. Normally, if I subtract, say, if I do 5 minus 2, I'll get a fixed answer, 3. Any two number, when I subtract from the other, I'll get a fixed answer. But when it comes to infinite, when we take the same logic of one number being subtracted from another, giving another a third fixed answer, that does not apply to the infinite numbers. So for example, if I take one infinite set, that is a set of all natural numbers, and that and then I take another infinite set, that is a set of all even numbers, then this is also infinite. And if I remove the set of all infinite, all even numbers from the set of all natural numbers, I still get an infinite result, that is the set of all odd numbers. So infinity minus infinity here comes out to be infinity. But if say I take the set of all natural numbers, and then I take the set of all natural numbers above 2, that means 3 onwards, now that is also in the set of all natural numbers above 2 is also infinite. Here if I do infinity mine the set of all natural numbers, and from that I subtract the set of all natural numbers above 2, here I have infinity minus infinity giving me 2. And the same exercise I can apply for 4. If I subtract from infinity all set of natural numbers above 4, then I'll get the answer of 4. So like that, I can get an answer from 1 to infinity. So infinity minus infinity can give me infinity, or infinity minus infinity can give me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, up to infinity. So now how can this happen? Here we are pointing out that the rules of mathematics that we use for finite numbers, if we try to apply them for infinite numbers, it just doesn't work. It leads to incoherent results. It results to inconsistent results. So the point of the another example that is given in mathematics is that if we in a calculator we divide a number by 0, and the calculator may give an error, or in if we try to force a result from it, what result will come is unpredictable. So the point again here is that the rules of logic or the principles of analysis that we use for analyzing finite numbers, we cannot apply them and get consistent results when we apply that to the infinite numbers, to infinity. So therefore, we cannot expect that using our finite reasoning, we will always be able to understand the infinite. So for stressing this point, that some of Krishna's pastimes, some of Krishna's actions, some aspects of Krishna, we may never be able to understand. Why? Because the finite can never extend to the infinite. So for illustrating this point, that the logic of the finite cannot apply to the infinite, I gave the example of how infinity minus infinity can give different results. So the two examples are different, and in the first case of Isha Upanishad, the emphasis on the absolute truth's infinity, and how from that infinite things can come out and still remain infinite. Whereas in the example of mathematics, the stress is on how we are finite and how the finite cannot understand the infinite. And for that purpose, how from the finite perspective, when we subtract infinity from infinity, we can get a wide variety of results. So the two have different perspectives and different purposes, and that's how the two examples are different. Thank you.